chapter 8, verse 1. Let's look at what happens. Because the last seal, you know, these are seven seals. And what's amazing is it's kind of like firecrackers that are connected together. They go, and the last one starts the next one. And so the last seal starts the first trumpet. The last trumpet starts the first bowl. And they're just daisy-chained together. And this seal unleashes the seven trumpet judgments in chapter 8, verse 1. And that just signifies a terrifying, widespread... I mean, when you hear the trumpet, you know something bad's coming, and it can be reverberating around. And what's bad is in verse 7. Look at chapter 8 and verse 7. It says, and the first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth and a third of the grass. So all of a sudden, this flaming hail starts. And then the sea, look at verse 8, the second angel sounds, and something like a great mountain burning with fire is thrown into the sea. Now, and they look up, and a huge ball of fire falls from the sky, hits the sea, and destroys a third of the ocean, only it wasn't computer-generated. When that concussive, eardrum-shattering sound hits, they're going to realize they're not eating popcorn, you know? And when the heat of that blast begins to sear, the temperature sears their faces as they see all this stuff burning, they'll say, this is not the destruction of New York and L.A. so many times they've seen on the screens, because as a tsunamis tidal wave, can you imagine this mountain falling in the sea?
Yes, by the way,
but can you imagine at this time one of those things coming through the atmosphere, entirely burning, lands in the middle of the ocean, and can you imagine the tsunami from that? And this tsunamis wave begins to absolutely beyond imagination, following the flaming ball of fire that plunged into the sea, and all the other fires that come down, and everything is falling apart. And we realize that Revelation 6, 7, and 8 is only the movie trailer. The worst hasn't happened. This is just what they play before the movie starts. It's just the warm-up. Amazing. Each of these disasters is only a preview of the devastating fire of God that's coming. Because the ultimate destruction consumes everything, every person, and makes everything new. And that's not till chapter 20. So there's a lot more to happen.